Today's show is brought to you by Whoever Ate Half My Sandwich. If you think there's any chance I don't remember making a whole sandwich this morning, you are mistaken.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
What day is today?
Friday.
Wake up time!
Back off, all right?
You back off!
Boy, you act grumpy in the morning.
Why are you so grumpy, Grouch?
Why are you so grumpy? Come on!
You know why.
Hey, I am so stressed out.
Seriously stressed out here.
I worked hard all week.
Relax, it's almost the weekend.
Now it's time to let loose.
Oh, good.
We'll start with radio.
Oh, radio.
It's free.
It's free?
In that case,
let's do this.
Yep. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So easy. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa as well.
Hello.
Yep. How do you do that? Well, it's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can find us on Apple and Spotify and Amazon Music and RSS.com, and also just go to our website, radio434.com, click on the Mike Show channel, and that is where you will find the links to everything. Anything you want, it's right there. You can watch the show on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces. Musica. There we go. All right. Coming up on today's program, we got a busy, busy day. We have Heather Allen from the Ark of Central Virginia is joining us with Christian Quisenberry. Christian Q is going to be joining us as our musical guest today. We also have either Darius or Riley joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. We're going to talk about all the stuff coming up at one of the nation's oldest farmers markets. And if that isn't enough, we got Kent. Kent was unable to join us yesterday on the program. He's going to be joining us today to talk a little bit of Hillcats baseball. What else? Am I missing something? Am I? Well, I mean, we'll learn as we go along. We've got your five random facts, of course, and we've got your stupid criminals in the news. But we're going to get really, really smart with your nerd news. It's this weekend science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains this morning. All right. That and so much more. Plus, our top list will be coming up. Princess Cruises wants to hire someone to gamble at their new casino. Okay. And then our top list, top questions to ask yourself before taking that job. That's all coming up. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-S.
Wish you could take a cruise that had a rural county fair feel to it? That's just what you'll get when you climb aboard Kearney Cruise Lines. Kearney Cruise Lines is the no-frills cruise line owned and operated by real Kearneys. Unlike Carnival Cruise Lines with its well-dressed crew members, the employees at Kearney Cruise Lines are dressed in greasy wife beater t-shirts with creepy deranged looks on their faces. Kearney Cruise Lines also has an all-you-can-eat buffet. Of course, the only food items available are funnel cakes and corn dogs, but you can still have all you want. Plus, if you're looking for entertainment, don't miss our spectacular Midway, where you can pop a balloon and win a keychain, or toss a ring around a milk jug and win a slightly bigger keychain. And when you're ready for an evening out filled with great comedy and laughter, don't miss our House of Wacky Mirrors. Warning, House of Wacky Mirrors may smell like urine. So pick up the phone and tell your travel agent you want to book a Kearney Line cruise today. Kearney Cruise Lines, the only cruise ship that folds up and fits neatly behind a semi.
Mm-hmm. The Mike Show. All right. So, want to take a cruise? Do you like to gamble? Well, maybe we have the perfect opportunity for you. Princess Cruises has a new $1 billion ship called the Sun Princess. And they're wondering what you think of its onboard casino. So they literally want to hire somebody to gamble at their new casino. They're offering one person and a guest an all-expenses-paid one-week cruise to test the casino and report back about the experience. In addition to free food and drinks, you'll also get a $500 stipend to spend at the casino, along with an additional $500 for cruise allowance. Now, in exchange, they just want you to rate the casino on a scale of 0 to 10 based on criteria like game variety, betting limits, atmosphere, staff, food and drinks, and support services, including customer service. You can apply for it now through the end of the month and to go, you'd need to be able to take the cruise in October or November. We'll link this up on this broadcast because it's actually kind of interesting, maybe. I don't know. But that brings us to our top list.
I said our top list.
Yeah, that's right. With Princess Cruises paying you to test out their newest ship, it sounds like a dream job, right? But is it? Probably not, especially once you consider anything from today's list, our top list today, top questions to ask yourself before taking a job as a paid cruise ship guest. All right.
that's a lot.
Can we whittle that down? Top questions to ask yourself before taking a paid cruise ship guest job. Anyway, here we go. Number one, can I keep a straight face when anyone asks about the poop deck? Poop deck. Do I enjoy losing weight through vomiting, diarrhea, or a combination of both? Top questions to ask yourself before taking a paid cruise ship guest job. Am I grossed out by overweight couples engaging in foreplay on a lounge chair? Do I consider ventriloquist as entertainment? Do I like crab legs for dinner? What about lunch? Breakfast? What about and a chocolate fountain. Anyway, top questions to ask yourself before taking a job as a paid cruise ship guest. Have the words fun and shuffleboard ever been in the same sentence? Do I enjoy whale watching at the pool? Top questions to ask yourself before taking a job as a paid cruise ship guest. Am I ready for my cause of death to be listed as iceberg?
I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. Blah, blah, blah. Ew, get off.
Top questions to ask yourself before taking a job as a paid cruise ship guest. Am I ready to spend more time heaving over a toilet than a super...
Damn it.
Take two. Am I ready to spend more time heaving over a toilet than a supermodel? There you go. It's the Mike Show. Guys. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with five random facts. We got your news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is National Self-Care Day, or as Post Malone calls it, Friday. Yes, Friday. The day I wonder if Rebecca Black ever figured out whether to sit in the back seat or kick it in the front seat. The band Kiss has sold their music catalogs. That includes all their songs, including the three good ones. George Lucas is now worth $5.5 billion. By the way, he keeps it stored underneath that neck waddle. And the Final Four is tomorrow. Then it's the national championship. Then it's you swearing to never waste $20 on the office pool again. This is not headline news.
It's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Absolutely gorgeous outside today. It's going to be a bit breezy, though, if you're listening to us live or watching us live on the downtown tower cam. Thank you so much for joining us on today's program. Nice shot of the river and the fountain and the bridge off Fifth Street, heading up to Madison Heights, and of course, Old Glory. Hi there. All right. If you buy produce at Walmart, they might owe you money. And they're not exactly a world-renowned farmer's market. Certainly not like Lynchburg Community Market. However, if it's your go-to place for fresh fruits and veggies, they might owe you money. They recently agreed to settle a class action lawsuit alleging that they had charged customers more than they should have for weighted goods, including packed poultry, pork, and seafood and bagged citrus items. They're shelling out, get this, $45 million to people who made fresh purchases from October of 2018 to this past January, which covers 5 years. You want to get your piece of that action? You got to file a claim online. Unfortunately, each person's share will be small. It's you're not going to get the 45 mil because you didn't buy $45 million worth of groceries. So your share will be small. If you bought 50 or fewer qualifying items, you get $10. If you bought 51 to 75 items, you get $15. 76 to 100 gets you $20. And 101 or more, okay, entitles you to a whopping $25. Now, you can get more if you actually kept your records. And in that case, they'll give you 2% back on the cost of the weighted goods. But you'd have to be a big, big shopper to get that. Even if you have receipts for $5,000 worth of fresh fruits and veggies over the past 5 years, you'd still only get $100. The most you can get is $500. So the deadline to submit a claim is June 5th. Just look it up online. Speaking of money and our big voice, Billy Big Voice, not headline news, Kiss, as mentioned, has sold just about everything at this point. Hell, you can even get buried in an official licensed Kiss casket. Okay, so it was only a matter of time until they got around to selling Kiss itself. Yes, the guys in the band Kiss have sold their name, logo, music catalog, image, and likeness rights to Pop House Entertainment. It's a company behind ABBA's live Avatar show. They made $300 million on the deal. Yep. Kiss made no secret when they played their last show that they would live on in hologram form. And that's exactly what Pop House is going to do with them. Gene Simmons says, quote, "Kiss, the touring band, is over. What Pop House will do with our images, our music, and our personas is unlike anything anyone has ever seen. The show is scheduled to debut in 2027. A biopic and a documentary are also in the works. And Gene says he and Paul Stanley are totally involved in all of it." Okay? There you go. Let me see. And then finally, so somebody just asked the internet, what's something that just makes you go, who the heck figured that out? Okay? Like, okay, I've often wondered, and I think this is in there. I have often wondered, like, since the dawn of time, you know, like foods, who the heck figured out that we can eat this, but we can't eat that? Okay? Who the heck figured that out? I mean, I guess if your buddy picked something up and ate it and then died, you know, after eating it, then I guess by process of elimination and pure Darwinism, there you go, right? Okay, but anyway, so somebody asked the internet, what's something that just makes you go, who the heck figured this out? And these are some of the marvels that people suggested. Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. Number 10 on the list. Let's check. Okay, we're good on time. Number 10. Someone said, I want to know how someone figured out after the MGM lion in The Wizard of Oz roars to play Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon and see what happens. I'm at a loss on that one. I guess I'll figure it out during the break. I don't have enough time to research that one. Microwave ovens. So someone was testing microwave equipment for some military thing and noticed that a candy bar in their pocket melted or something. How'd they figure that out? And radios and wireless transmissions. Someone said, the fact that my computer, phone, or radio can talk without any wires attached is just magic. Somebody figured that out. How the heck did they figure that out? Cameras. Quote, how is it possible that some device is able to somehow capture the exact image it's pointed at with one click? These are marvels. What makes you go, who the heck figured this out? Computers in general. Quote, the idea of converting physical stimuli into code is mind-blowing. What about MRIs? Somebody said, as a med student, I was briefly taught how these things work. And oh my God, how the hell did anyone think of this? These are replies, by the way, to this question on Reddit. Anything to do with astronomy. Quote, mass of planets, distance of stars, locations of black holes. A lot of impressive brain power and technology there. Record players. Quote, turning micro squiggles on vinyl into perfect, and I mean perfect, reproduction of people's voices and musical instruments. Like, is that witchcraft? And we've talked about this before, how vinyl recordings, actual records, are the truest representation of that voice and music. And think about this. When you go digital and you record digital, that is software's interpretation of what that sound should sound like. A record player, that is the actual sound being pressed into that vinyl. And it is flawless. It is the exact perfect duplication of that sound. Getting to the food stuff. Cataloging mushrooms. I mean, who in the heck? There are some mushrooms that will kill you. I mean, just absolutely positively, you put it in your mouth and you'll die. But somebody figured out, and then somebody joked on Reddit. They said, hey, this one killed Fred. This one makes you see God for 3 days. And this one kind of tastes like chicken. I guess that's how they cataloged mushrooms. And then coffee. This was number one on the list. These are marvels that people just said, who the heck figured this out? Quote, somebody thought, this berry tastes horrible. Maybe if I pull the seed out, set it on fire for a little bit, then grind it up, run a little hot water through it, I can drink it. I don't know. Who figured this out? All right, it's the Finally Friday edition of The Mike Show. Coming up, what are we going to do? We are going to get even more smarter with your five random facts. And even the smartestest with nerd news this week in science. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103 C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde. Each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Rodora, 1103 C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
Baseball is back in the Hill City, which means you need to be at Bank of the James Stadium. Come on out for opening week against the Fredericksburg Nationals, April 9th through the 14th. Join us for opening day on Tuesday night for all the pageantry and to receive a free magnet schedule so you never miss a game. Then on Friday, come on back for our 30th anniversary celebration featuring a t-shirt giveaway courtesy of High Peak. And no opening week would be complete without a Saturday night fireworks show. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-HillCats.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
Random Facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone's bound to say,
wow.
I mean, they've got to be, right? By the process of elimination, somebody's bound to say that.
Hopefully.
All right, here we go. Number one. Arlington, Texas has a population of 395,000 people and is the largest American city without a mass public transit system. They don't have buses. They don't have rail.
They said, figure it out.
Figure it out. That's our slogan in Arlington, Texas.
Figure it out.
Figure it out. You need to get somewhere? Figure it out. Or maybe their slogan is just a thumb.
Just a thumb.
Here's your public transportation. Number two. I don't know why I'm talking like that. Is that representative of every person in Texas?
I think so.
Yeah. Figure it out. Number two. Most gas stations just mix regular gas and premium gas at the pump to make their mid-grade level fuel. I don't use the premium. I don't use the mid. I just use the cheapest.
So do I.
Hopefully it's not hurting my car. Number three. Before she was famous, Madonna was in a band called The Breakfast Club.
Like the movie.
Like the movie. Let's get some music in here. Number four. The concept for The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air came from a music manager. His name was Benny Medina. He grew up poor in East Los Angeles, became friends with a rich kid from Beverly Hills, and moved in with their family. Number five, people around the world ate more than 121 billion packages of ramen noodles in 2022. 121 billion packages. That's more than 15 servings per person in the entire world. Every person.
Well, somebody has taken mine because it was not me.
Those are your five random facts. Here, let's play the outro, shall we?
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
Random.
Yep. The Mike Show. We paid the same amount for the outro as we did the intro, so we might as well use it, right?
Might as well.
Yeah. Welcoming to the studio, we got Riley joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So this weekend, what's the weather for this weekend? Is it going to be a nice day tomorrow?
You know, I didn't look. Let me look real quick. Yeah, I think it's supposed to be.
Yeah, let's look that up as well. Let's see who's faster on the device.
Yes, tomorrow, 57 and sunny. No rain.
Okay. All right. So much quicker on the uptake. I'm like Captain Slow here. I was just typing in weather and you had it.
Yeah, so anyway. I think technically I'm a Gen Z, so that would make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm a Gen X. I'm not that far behind, but you know. Anyway, hey, we were navigating VCRs and we were navigating we had to navigate old school technology like phones with cables attached to them, actual wires. Telephones you had to dial.
Oh,
and yeah, and do you want to know what our internet sounded like? Yeah, there was a sound to our internet. Yes. We had to connect to the internet when we wanted to use it.
Oh. Okay.
The internet was a place, and that place was a desk in the corner of our bedrooms, okay, where the computer sat, where the computer sat. And when we wanted to connect to the internet, this was the sound. Not the music there. This was the sound of connecting to the internet. Okay. And this could go on for several minutes until the connection. And you'd go, I hope it connects. I hope it connects. I hope it connects.
You've got mail.
There we go.
Oh my God.
So
wow.
That's how we connected to the internet. And hopefully mom didn't pick up the other extension downstairs, because that would interrupt the connection. We dialed into the internet over a phone line.
That's crazy.
Yep. So that's the difference between Gen X and Gen Z.
And you Googling weather and me pulling up the weather app.
I wasn't Googling weather. I was just typing the weather channel. And yeah, and you just looked it up. So that is the difference. I will admit you are probably more tech savvy than I. Anywho, so it's going to be nice weather tomorrow.
Yes.
Sunny. Great time. Yeah. Great time to get out to Lynchburg Community Market. What do you guys have planned for tomorrow?
Yep. So we have our farmer's market, per usual, our weekly farmer's market. We also, the fountain is turned back on for everyone who is missing it all winter.
Wait. I got something for that. There you go. There you go. The fountain.
The fountain is back on.
That's fantastic. Don't tell Rob, because he'll
might jump in.
Yeah, he'll bring his Mr. Bubble. and he'll bring his back brush.
Yeah, please don't get in the fountain.
Yeah, don't do that. It's not to be getting into. It's for throwing in coins and making a wish.
Yes.
And admiring.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Simply admire. It is turned on. It is beautiful. Please do not get in it. Please.
Don't splash about in the fountain. We beg you. So the fountain's on. It's going to be a nice day. You got plenty of farmers are going to be joining us.
Yes, our farmers. So we've had, you know, limited ones over winter because produce is a little less during this winter time. But with the warmer weather, we are starting to have more of our farmers back full time. So definitely come by. There'll be a lot of produce, meat, cheese, all the things you can need, honey. And then we also have our artisan craft gallery open tomorrow, which it's open throughout the week, Tuesday through Saturday, but it will be open tomorrow as well. We've got our restaurants inside. We have Wi-Fi. So definitely a good place to start your Saturday.
All right. Do you have any new additions to Lynchburg Community Market?
We do. Starting May 15th, we are actually going to begin having a Wednesday farmer market as well. So currently we just have them on Saturdays, but now we're going to start having them from May until September. We'll have a midweek farmers market on Wednesdays. And on the 15th, we'll have a kickoff event for our Wednesday farmer markets. And we'll be bringing in outside vendors that we don't normally have to the Wednesday farmer markets. So definitely mark that down. May 15th is the first one, and they'll go all through the summer and end in September.
We're really looking forward to that, especially for those of us that live downtown. And, you know, and we know that we're getting the proper measured amount at Lynchburg Community Market, unlike other places. And if you we read a news story about a big box chain that was weighting their produce incorrectly, and now they owe a lot of money to customers.
We get checked on our weight scales. So
yep, absolutely. And the freshness is so much fresher because it literally may have just been picked, may have just been harvested and brought to market that same day. Unlike if you go anywhere else, those places, that produce has been trucked in, shipped in. It might be weeks that it's spent in a tractor trailer or in a freezer somewhere. And that you know, reduces the nutrient denseness.
Right.
See how smart I am?
Look at you go.
So, and you're shopping from local producers. These are folks that are local to our area. They are your neighbors. They're your friends. So get on out to Lynchburg Community Market. Where do folks find you on the interwebs?
You can find all of our information on LynchburgCommunityMarket.com. And then we also have an Instagram and Facebook. Definitely check those out as well. Darius and I have a little competition to see who gets more likes when they post. So,
really?
Like mine. Won't be able to tell. It'll be totally neutral. But
okay.
Yeah, we got a little competition going on our Instagram page. So definitely check that out as well.
Okay. We will give you both likes. There's a like for you. You can physically find Lynchburg Community Market on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. And downtown Lynchburg itself is a great place to start your Saturday, a great place to spend the weekend. Just get on down here. If you're not familiar with Lynchburg Community Market, if you're not familiar with downtown, if you're new to the area, this would be a great opportunity for you. But always start off your visit to downtown at the community market. Go through, check out the crafters galleries, check out the permanent shops inside. And then we failed to mention, you have regular hours throughout the week where you can get breakfast, you can get lunch, you can shop from the crafters gallery all throughout the week. What are your regular hours?
So during the week, Tuesday through Saturday is 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And a lot of our restaurants will serve breakfast. We've got a coffee shop and they're all open 7 a.m. to 2.
Now, I encourage you to head on down there. You can use their Wi-Fi. You got expanded Wi-Fi. You've got a beautiful outdoor seating and dining area as well, which is fantastic. So go out on your lunch break and grab some lunch. I recommend doing a smorgasbord kind of a deal where you go through and you get a little bit of this from one place and a little bit of that from another place, and you just load up your tray and then have just this massive lunch.
I like that idea.
You'll be very, very, very thankful for that tip. Join me down at Lynchburg Community Market, stuffing my face. Riley, thank you so much for joining us this Friday. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the market.
Yeah, I'll see you all tomorrow.
All right. It's the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we are going to get so much smarter with Nerd News this week in science. Let me see what the headlines are real quick before you leave. Okay. Could cloud cover ruin next Monday's eclipse?
Oh no.
We'll let you know. I'll try and type in weather on the interwebs.
On Google.
Yeah, on here. Let me dial into the internet here. We have other eclipse news. NASA's launching 3 rockets into the moon's shadow. So we're going to talk about that as well. And some health news coming up. That's all on the way. I'm almost on the internet.
Almost there.
Almost on. All right. See you later, Riley.
Bye.
All right.
You've got mail.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition of the program that brings us Heather Allen from the Arc of Central Virginia. Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Mm-hmm. So you have this little thing called the ArcAid Music Festival.
This little festival, yep.
which is coming up rapidly. And this has been a big deal. How many years have you been doing this?
So this is our second year of doing the festival.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last year's festival was a whirlwind, to say the least.
Wind, yeah, pun intended, right?
Yeah. There were weather issues, mm-hmm. and there were all kinds of reasons, and then you needed to literally reschedule the festival.
We moved an entire festival in 24 hours. I don't recommend that.
No. You are, and that all happened. I believe you were actually on the air with us.
We sure were.
And yes. And you were we were interviewing you to talk about the festival, and
yes,
you got the notification that, I mean, weather-wise, it was just not going to work.
No, and Christian was actually here because Christian played that morning. Yes, and my sound guy texted and was like, there's 60-mile-per-hour winds coming, so just, we can't do this.
Yeah, it's just not going to work. So so you rescheduled an entire festival in one day.
In one day, yes.
But it worked. I mean, and you had some bands that just couldn't do it. They dropped out.
The cool thing is that in that process, we did unfortunately lose two bands because they had things going on Sunday.
Right.
However, I got to talk to the coolest bands within a 60-mile radius to try to find somebody to replace them.
And
so.
you rocked it. I mean, you knocked it out of the park.
Thank you.
I have been in the events business. I have worked with some of the best events people in this market and other markets. I have never seen an entire music festival rescheduled to the next day. It's unheard of, but you pulled it off.
We did. It was a team
amazing.
Effort, that's for sure.
It was amazing. Well, my hat's off to you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank
because
you.
Because that was just an incredible effort. Now, this year, the
we
weather.
We have a special guest this
yes,
morning.
Yes, we do. Here, we've got Cole. Hi.
Wave?
Hi, Cole.
Good morning.
Hi, buddy. It's so good to see you. Here, let's turn on your mic. Which one do you want to talk into? Here, you want to talk into that one? No, that
one.
Right
here, buddy.
Hello. How are you?
It's not gonna work.
It's working. We hear you. Hello.
Can you say happy Friday, everybody?
Say happy Friday. Do you want to sing something for us?
Oh, you want to sing some Baby Shark?
You want to sing Baby Shark?
I don't hear it. Hello.
We can hear you.
He's expecting it to be a loud microphone.
I know. Baby shark.
Baby shark.
He's puzzled. The puzzlement and the wonderment.
That's right.
All right. So let's swing back around here to you. So this year's ArcAid Music Festival is when?
It is next Saturday, April 13th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rapidly approaching. And you have a great lineup of bands as well. It's everybody understands spring break.
Yes.
Everybody understands it.
That's right.
You've got a great lineup of bands. Christian Quisenberry, Christian Q and the Groove are going to be joining as well as?
As we have the Lily Stargazer Band. So that girl, her vocals, she just has this deep soul, and she's, 17? I think Lily's only 17 or 18 years old,
yeah, it's
so it's amazing. And then we have On Three. They have just an incredible rock and roll energy, so they played at ArcAid last year, and so they had so much fun that they're going to come back and join us this year.
Wait, I got some Baby Shark going on.
All right, go for it.
Baby Shark.
Keep singing.
Go on, do it.
Keep singing.
Baby Shark. Baby Shark. No? No?
Yeah.
Okay.
We All listen right. to a lot of Baby Shark in the car.
Hello.
And then
Hello.
We have the Dundies are headlining for us this year.
No.
So I am super excited to watch Danny and the guys perform. I've been following them since their B-dub days. So
yeah.
I can't wait to have them on stage.
No, they're just an incredible lineup.
Baby Sharky.
Now he's got the mic. Here,
oh, you guys, I'm sorry. We're all over the place.
This is going so well. All right, you can't unplug it, though.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, here, Bubby.
How are you?
Okay.
All right. And the mommy took over.
I did. All right.
So, got a great lineup of bands. What time does everything get started?
Yes. So, the gates open at 1 o'clock. Okay. So, we'll kick off with Lily Stargazer bands about 1:15. After our incredible MC introduces everybody and kicks off the festival.
And
so.
Who might that be?
Well, this incredible guy named Mike McKendry.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'll be your MC yet again for another year of the Arcade Music Festival. And it supports the Arc of Central Virginia. Tell us about the organization.
Yeah, so the Arc of Central Virginia, we've been around for over 60 years now. And we currently provide supports for individuals with disabilities. We have about 100 individuals through our day support program and also our residential services that we just really help give them a space to come and socialize and just engage, you know, do skill building activities. They go out into the community and volunteer and just really choose how they want to spend their days. And we just provide that opportunity for them to just thrive in their environments.
And that is awesome.
It's hey, never buddy. A dull moment.
No, not at all. Hello, hello. I know. It's not. I think it's sleeping.
Mm-hmm. It's taking a break.
It's sleeping now. No, it's not. Where can we find tickets?
So if you go to one, you can go to Arcade Music Festival Facebook page.
Okay.
Or you can go to arcofcva.org and our events page will link you to our ticketing. So it's really cool. Our tickets are only $25 in advance. So go get your tickets this week. It's $30 at the gate. You're going to hear some incredible bands. We've got 4 amazing food trucks that are coming out.
Nice.
We actually have Craveables. We're going to be their first event ever.
Wow.
They have a new ice cream truck.
That is so cool.
And the really cool thing is they actually employ people with disabilities.
Wow.
So we love
That's
their mission.
Tremendous.
And yeah, we're happy to support them as well. So.
Absolutely. Looking forward to this. Looking forward to hearing some great music. And then there's plenty of activities for kids too.
Oh my goodness. There's so much stuff happening. We've got obstacle course inflatables. We've got a smaller inflatable for the toddlers. We have petting zoos. And then we have a mobile arcade at Arcade.
Okay. Now this, and we talked about this. It was actually Rob.
Yes.
Who, you know, Rob is a wise cracker.
And, just a
and
tad.
Yeah, just a bit. And Rob, you know, was like, hey, but I don't see any games. I don't see any arcade
Where's
games.
The arcade?
Where's the arcade? In Arcade. It's supposed to be Arcade. And you were like, no, that's not that kind of arcade, Rob. But you ran with it.
I sure did.
Yeah.
I sure did.
And so you have a mobile arcade that's coming.
We do. It's going to have all of the old school arcades. We actually,
nice.
You remember the Kmart, rides that were out front for the littles?
Yeah.
So they have some of the old school, rides. So we'll have those there at Arcade 2 for the toddlers. So.
Goodness gracious.
It's going to be a fun time.
All right. It's the Arcade Music Festival, and that is coming up again next Saturday.
Next
correct?
Saturday, April 13th.
Good Lord. Tickets are available. If you go to arcofcva.org, you can click on the link for the Arcade Music Festival, and we will link that up on this broadcast, on our social media as well. If you're listening, you can go to @TheMikeShowVA. Hello. Here, wait. I got you now. Just wait. Let me turn on that microphone. Okay, now. Here, wait. I got to turn your gain up. All right, now say something.
You gonna sing a song?
Now can you sing it?
We're just gonna go with hellos.
Hello, hello. Testing 1, 2. Test.
Okay,
so you put your speaker on, and then.
Look at that, future DJ MC in the making, right?
This is awesome. Yes, it's awesome.
I know
you could hear it, couldn't you? This is DJ Cole.
That's right.
DJ Cole D. I got it.
He'll make sure he gives Mike shout outs when he's famous one
absolutely.
Day where it all began.
I hope so. Hello, hello.
Baby Sharkity.
Yes.
Yeah. Do
yes.
It. Sing it. Sing it.
We got a whole performance here. Woo! Great job, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is great. great stuff.
Oh, you're welcome, listeners. You're welcome.
Absolutely. It's the Arcade Music Festival coming up next weekend, next Saturday. Get your tickets at arcofcva.org or log on to their Facebook page. Heather, always a pleasure. Never a dull moment.
Never.
And we look forward to seeing you.
He's taking us out, guys. He's taking us out.
We look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you so much.
It is the Mike Show coming up. Thank you so much. All right.
Baby.
It is working.
It's working.
Hello, hello.
Everybody can hear you.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Baby Sharky, baby.
I'll talk into this microphone if you talk into that microphone.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
You sing Daddy Finger?
Daddy Finger, Daddy Finger, where are
you're way better at it than I am, bud.
Oh, man. All right, buddy. So good to see you.
Always.
Yeah, absolutely. The Mike Show, it's the Finally Friday edition. Coming up, we're going to get really, really smart with Nerd News. This Week in Science, it's all on the way.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF! All right, time once again for Nerd News. This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Covering the most important news for your brain. Here's a quick rundown. In Eclipse News, people on the edge of the path of totality. That's going to be today's episode. Is it going to be on the edge of or just path of totality? On the edge of the path of totality. Maybe. I don't know. I'll see how I feel about it whenever I when I post the podcast. Anyway, take two. In Eclipse News, people on the edge of the... okay, so it's just going to be the path of totality. I'm just it's just going to be path of totality. I've already made the executive decision here. Take three. In Eclipse News, people on the edge of the path of totality may want to move a little closer to the middle. The predicted edges aren't exact. Here, are we showing this screen? Here, there you go. That's the path of the total eclipse, as predicted by the total eclipse of the heart people. I don't know. Anyway, so including parts of Austin, San Antonio, Cincinnati, and Toronto. The red lines are the original prediction. The orange ones show the possible edges, the new possible edges. In other eclipse news, cloud cover could ruin it for a lot of people across the United States. It's hard to predict, but it's looking pretty iffy in some spots. And also NASA is launching three rockets into the moon's shadow to see how the eclipse affects the ionosphere. Also in more NASA news, a comet larger than Mount Everest, known as the Devil Comet, might be visible during the eclipse. Interesting. In other moon news, let me see, where are we at? We good on time? Yeah. In other moon news, the White House Office of Science and Technology told NASA to decide what time is it on the moon by the end of 2026. They're planning to call the new time zone coordinated lunar time. Okay. And in why do this news, ChatGPT's parent company is working on a new AI voice generator that's even better. It can impersonate anyone with just a 15-second audio sample. They released samples of it. You cannot tell the difference. Do we have any of these samples? Let me see real quick. I'm going to check our sources. Just scroll. Give me a second to scroll through. I do have stuff about the eclipse. I was going to wait and use that in Audio Vault, though. No. Okay. Got it. No AI samples on my screen. In health news, the first person to get a genetically modified pig kidney.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yep. Left the hospital and they're doing well. A study found sleeping with dogs in your bed affects your sleep more than cats. And knee pain might make your brain age faster. Great. And then finally, in other pain news, a study out of the UK found that CBD products may not relieve pain at all. They think it could just be a placebo effect. And there you go. That's your nerd news this weekend. Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. All right. Coming up, we are going to place sounds lovingly in your ear holes. That is all on the way. Plus, we're going to get really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. But we're also going to wrap it up with the good news. So don't dismay. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, open it up. It's your audio vault for today. our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, in nerd news, we told you about the solar eclipse and some tips for viewing. Let's check in with Alexa. Hey, Alexa, what are some suggestions for viewing the solar eclipse on Monday?
Here are some tips for viewing the eclipse. Never stare into the eclipse. It may cause blindness. The same thing goes for Ryan Seacrest's teeth. Here's another tip. If you can't make it to an area in the path of the eclipse, close your eyes. It's the same effect. Or, try this. Even though the eclipse involves the Earth, Sun, and Moon, don't let that stop you from saying your anus as much as possible. It's that hilarious. And finally, since kids don't know any better, tell them the sun broke, the world will ice over, and all of you will freeze to death. The look on their face will be worth it. Enjoy your viewing of the eclipse.
All right, thank you. Let's see. Let's go to viral videos. Two friends are going viral for attempting to do something very, very, very stupid. Okay? Don't try this at home. Don't try this on vacation. They tried to outrun the New York subway. They jumped off at 14th Street and tried to make it to 18th Street before the train. Oh, wait a minute. So they got a... Oh, okay. So, never mind. Take two. I thought they actually jumped onto the tracks and tried to outrun it. But no. Okay. So here's what they did. Take two. Totally take... Should we just redo this segment? No, I got things to do. I'm not redoing the segment. All right. Here's the real story. Two friends are going viral for trying to outrun the New York subway. Not the way I thought. They didn't jump on the tracks. They got off the subway at 14th Street, and they tried to make it to 18th Street before the train. One managed to do it. Kinda. His buddy had to hold the door for him. So if anything, it's a tie. So here, listen.
Go, 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 go!
We're seeing if Joe can outrun the New York City subway. Right now, Joe's on foot. Let's see if he can beat us to the next stop.
I don't think he's going to be able to do it.
I'm nervous.
We're just leaving the station right now.
Here's the stairs!
There's no way.
We might stay here for a second.
Come on!
Where is he?
He's got to be here any second.
Wait, is he going to be coming?
Maybe he's like...
There he is! Yes!
All right. So, yeah, he proclaims it counts. It counts. So here's a professional organizer and some helpful advice for your spring clean. This professional organizer named Allison Cartwright has been posting lists of things that you should toss or donate immediately. Here are some starters.
Number one, I want you to throw away all of your excess food storage and Tupperware containers. While you're at it, get rid of any container that's missing a lid or any lid that's missing a container. Number two, I want you to get rid of all of those extra blenders and food processors. Number three, I want you to get rid of all of the duplicate kitchen utensils. You don't need four can openers or six spatulas to get the job done. Most of the time, this stuff is taking up valuable real estate inside of your cabinets and on top of your counter, so you're better off without it.
Okay. So a woman in New York claims that a guy she met on a dating app came over to her place and put together a table for her during the date. Here's Claire Ray.
That guy is not around anymore, but you know what? This table is.
Okay, good Lord. What is this? Some hikers in Arkansas are complaining about sculptures that were installed in a state park last year. Some are even calling them trash sculptures and say they belong in the movie Beetlejuice.
Looks like a jumble of trash. Looks like, you know, somebody took a tornado wreckage from, you know, and just stuck up there on a slab of concrete. I'm trying to get in touch with Arkansas State Parks, you know, some emails back. I haven't heard back yet, and I will present that to them and see what they have to say about it, and, you know, make it aware that the majority of the people who use the state parks, you know, who like to get out there and enjoy nature are not for the sculptures like this.
All right, that's Joshua Hamilton complaining about the trash sculptures. Let's see. Skip that. A doctor is going viral after explaining why toasting white bread actually makes it healthier.
If you take a slice of white bread and toast it, you end up lowering the glycemic index of the bread. This means it's broken down more slowly, causing a more gradual rise in blood sugar levels. If you take a slice of white bread and then freeze it, and then defrost it, and toast it again, you could lower the glycemic index of the bread by almost double. This all happens because more retrograded starch is formed. And retrograded starch is a type of resistant starch which is beneficial for your gut health, but also improves satiety, keeping you fuller for longer.
Interesting. Okay. Skip that. Are we going to comedian? Okay, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's Jerry Seinfeld on how the stuff you buy gets demoted.
Oh, you're all excited when you get something, right? You bring it in, you open it on the kitchen table, the place of honor for the new arrival. You read the instructions, fill out the registration card. You may even join the club of other idiots that have this thing. And then some time goes by, and it slowly begins to dawn on you that maybe you're not going to be quite as keen on drying out fruit and storing it in your basement. So what do? You have to demote it. Objects start the highest level, visible in a living area. From there, it goes down to a closet, cupboard, or drawer. That's why we have those, so we don't have to see all of the huge mistakes we have made. From the closet, it goes to the garage, one of the longest phases in trashification. No object has ever made it out of the garage and back into the house. The word garage seems to be a form of the word garbage.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. It is The Mike Show coming up a little bit later. We are going to get really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier. Fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. All right. A porch pirate was caught stealing a package from a home in Sacramento last week. Dressed as a trash bag. Yes, a moving trash bag. Here, watch this video. Let me hit play. All right, check this out. You can see this up on our social media. at the Mike Show VA. Check it out right there. He's the he's dressed up in a trash bag. And there you go. Moving about. Alright. Where's the rest of the story? Here we go. The homeowner, Omar Munoz, shared doorbell security footage of the thief waddling up to his porch underneath a tied-up garbage bag. The person under the bag shuffles over to the package, grabs it, then scoots away. Omar said he was angry at first, then he thought maybe it was a prank. Now he just finds it funny. He says he's not filing a police report because, quote, the police have more important things to do and it isn't worth the hassle. He said the package was not valuable. It just contained a couple of phone chargers from Temu that cost about $10. He just reordered them and has this to say to the thief. Quote, that was a good one, dude. All right. And then do we have another one? We have this. There's one thing about the lady who had a meltdown on the spirit. Oh, there was another. Is this the same story? Here we go. There was another airline passenger meltdown this week. Someone who was on a plane posted this woman overreacting while three deputies were trying to take her off the flight for being disruptive. Even though she says she'll go, she didn't. And they had to get everyone else off the plane because of that. Listen.
I will walk out on my own. You don't need to.
Okay,
why are you doing that?
Then walk out.
Why are you acting like I'm a rascal? Let this go. Can I do that with freedom? All I care about is freedom.
No, they're arrests.
That's fine. I've been there before. This nigga's hurt my elbow. He's hurting my wrist. You're hurting me, Sheriff.
Oh, my.
I can't breathe. This is George Floyd.
Get off the plane.
I can't breathe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will need everyone to...
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't breathe!
...deplane the aircraft.
Good Lord. All right. So here's one other thing about the lady who had a meltdown on that flight. She saw a bevy of cell phones, so she invited everybody to record. Well, they already were. She also told one of the hecklers to shut up and compared him to a handsome actor.
Hey, record!
We see you hit him.
Yeah, that's an assault.
Yeah, you just assaulted an officer.
Shut up, Richard Gere!
Okay, and then, all right, there's this. It's not criminal, but it's, well, anyway, here. Just listen. What's the worst possible animal you could find staring up at you while you're on the toilet? A spider? Maybe a snake? Well, the phrase toilet rat is trending after a guy in Montreal had to deal with one. His case was just published in a medical journal, which is never good. The 76-year-old man found a rat in his toilet bowl, and he decided to remove it himself. Unfortunately, it bit two of his fingers. God, at least it didn't bite something else. He went to the ER, where they cleaned the wounds and gave him a tetanus shot, but he was back in less than 3 weeks with a fever, headache, stomach pain, rapid heart rate. Not shockingly, it turns out the toilet rat was pretty disgusting. The guy had a bacterial infection called Weil's disease, that was ravaging his kidneys. It can be fatal, but luckily they treated him with antibiotics and discharged him from the ICU a few days later. No word on what became of Toilet Rat. Okay, so now should it be Toilet Rat or Path of Totality? Oh, I like Toilet Rat better. Toilet Rat. I use Path of Totality Monday. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity in the world. An elementary school principal in North Carolina took matters into his own hands when a wild turkey wouldn't stop harassing kids in the pickup line. There's a photo of him using an umbrella. Ella, Ella, A. Chase it off. Here's Cary Animal Services Officer Beth Wilson talking about the incident.
This was a young male turkey who probably was looking for a mate in the group that he was in and was unable to find one, so was looking elsewhere. He was trying to claim a territory, and I guess he decided the carpool lane was going to be it. Officer Savage, who's the SRO, was able to kind of scare him away a few times, but he decided that he wasn't afraid of her anymore. That's a perfect response for getting him to move away, because you have to make yourself bigger than they are.
All right, so there you go. Where's the music? Did we turn on the music? Oh, there we go. There it is. That's the good news, by the way. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. You can check out the United Way 5K on the runway, which is coming up April 27th.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th annual 5K on the runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org/events/5K. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?